Hey guys, welcome to episode 13 of Riotcast. I'm joined again by Dylan Goss. Say hi.
What's up?
Alright, fuck you.
That's not a hi.
This is a callback. Yeah, it's not hi. Didn't say hi. Tyler?
Hey.
Say hi to the people.
Don't tell me what to do.
That's fair. I respect that. Say hi to the people.
What?
He's still saying it, so don't reply to it.
Say hi to the people.
Sup, bitches.
Oh, that's rude. That's a rude way to start an episode. All right, Dylan, talk about yourself.
Talk about myself. So I'm really worried about this. I'm kidding.
Yeah, we had to, so we did the intros, and we had to take it out and do a bonus segment all about them talking about Game of Thrones so you guys wouldn't have spoilers.
Yeah, you're welcome. By the way, you're going to spoil Avengers Endgame right now.
No.
So when I'm kidding.
No one would listen ever again.
Right. I am. So I got Jump Force. I like that game. That's about me. I like games and I do like anime. I don't know too much about fighting. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Actually, he wrestled though, and he was like state placed for wrestling. You were second?
Yeah. No, I was third, but I could play second like really easily. Because they put me up against, like, this 6-foot giant.
Hey, Dylan. Next time, just say second. No, I'm just kidding. Continue. Hey, so take the compliment.
There was, like, this 6-foot giant guy. I swear to God, he was not in middle school.
Dylan didn't know how to cut weight, too. So,
that's true. I was in the 160 bracket, which also went up to 200 pounds. And I was 160.1 pounds. And I was like, why don't you run for a little bit? I'm like, fuck that. Do cardio. So yeah. Then I wrestled in the 200 group.
This was like the 8th grade wrestling, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I respect that decision.
Yeah, right. I'm just like, yes. I ain't running. You see that guy over there? He looks like shit. I'm gonna look good when I wrestle. That was also a big problem for me. I liked my style. So, you know, if there were girls out there, I want to look good, not disgusting. That was a problem for me. Because I could have easily taken first in the lower weight bracket, but it got to look good. You know? So put me up against this, like, I swear to God he was 6 feet. I swear to fucking God he was a giant, just packed with muscle.
Keep in mind, in 8th grade, you're like,
it was like an exoskeleton of a human being. There was like no fat on him. It was just like, what is wrong with you? He had a beard.
A beard.
He actually did have facial hair.
Are you fucking serious? So then, like, sprawling, that was, like, my main thing. I was like, I memorized that. I don't even have to think about it. So he goes to me. I sprawl. He throws me over him like I'm a fucking Tonka toy, and I mean nothing. And when I was falling through the air, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to win this. And then I hit the ground, and then he's already on top of me. I'm like, okay, this is bullshit. You're a high schooler.
Hey, no, for real, though, if someone came up to me like, he's in high school. He's a sophomore right now. I'd be like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
And then so after that I was seeing the guy that I should have been fighting. He was a fat guy with a red and purple mohawk, and I was like, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. And I'm like, nope, you're third, he's second. I'm like, but I could beat him. I feel like I should get second if I can beat him. Since he's second, I'm third. We haven't wrestled. This is kind of how it should work.
I agree. I don't understand the wrestling rankings. I had an all-wrestling practice this morning, dude. Mm-hmm. Two people stopped and puked. Granted, ooh, at least one person pukes, even if it's not just wrestling. But, like, two people stopped and puked, dude, and I never puked during a workout, nor have I ever. I came close. Ooh. Came real close afterwards. Like, I did fine during. Like, obviously, I was exhausted. But, like, I finished the practice because we did some cardio drills after, too. But, like, I finished the practice, dude, and, like, I could feel it in the back of my throat. You know when you start salivating, it's in the back of your throat? I felt that. Fortunately, I didn't swallow any vom.
Oh, man.
Yeah, wrestling is fucking rough.
It
seems to me,
the
though,
refs don't do shit.
There's not, like, rounds in wrestling, though, so I feel like it's 100% the whole time instead of, like,
yeah.
Because, like, boxing, you know, like, I like to go 100% as long as I can. But I like to rub mind that shit. But, like, you're holding a little bit back. So a lot of people, they go light in round one, and then they pick it up in round two, and then they blast it out in round three, and some people just go ham for the first two rounds, and, you know, it just depends on your style. I feel like with wrestling, you can't do that.
No, not really. You just really have to gauge your own energy and try to do energy consumption. So, like, it's just moderate amounts whenever you can, because if you're just trying to go full blast the whole time, and the guy's just dodging some stuff, you're fucked.
I feel like wrestling makes you a little bit stronger, too.
Yeah, because you're always picking people up. I can definitely see what would make you stronger. I never really grabbed people too much with my arms when I was wrestling. It was mainly, like, they started off on top of me, and it was, like, or they, like, put me in a headlock. My thing was always, like, I'll just stand up to solve this problem. It always worked, so my legs kept getting stronger. My upper body didn't, so I stayed in the same weight bracket.
You were also, like, a beast in football that year, too, so you, like, had huge, you still have huge legs because you weightlifted a shit ton.
Dude, I still had no fucking clue what to do with football. When I was in that thing the whole time, each time they called a play, I looked to the person around, I'm like, what am I doing? And they're just like, you're getting that guy. I'm like, okay, why can't they just tell me that? And they're just like, because this way is easier. Like, I feel like it's not like...
Well, because it calls out for everyone. Yeah. Could you imagine if they had to be you over there?
No, but like, it's like, for the most part, the line is just like, okay, so all of you, go for that guy. All of you, go for that guy. It's just like, line, face right. You, go back.
Okay, but to be fair, like, let's say your name is named, like, SpongeBob's Phlebotomy, and, like, not, it's just, and, like...
So good. And but, when I started, they don't even give you a briefing on that shit. You're just supposed to know it.
Oh, because, like, then the like, other
I
team...
get down, they're just like, blue, 42, 59, Pink Dragon. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Again, though, like, okay, so let's say your play is named Pink Dragon, and, like, it's your custom play, mm-hmm. and, like, if you're like, you do this, and you do that, then right. the other team's going to be like, oh, right. they're doing this. Whereas if you're right. like, Pink Dragon, they're like, what?
I'll adjust it and just be like, just fucking teach us, Jesus. Yeah. Because if you're new to the sport and they're not teaching you anything, where the fuck do you start to learn?
I remember I wanted to play.
Basketball didn't do that either.
I wanted to play football my freshman year, and I'm like, I'm too small. And I'm too out of shape. And this kid that was fucking tiny and super out of shape and looked like he was the product of two cousins fucking joins the football team and does all right. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Although in hindsight, I'm very glad I didn't play football. I don't really regret not wrestling, but I wish I had learned how to wrestle.
It's definitely useful.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of wrestling stuff lately and like I'm finally picking it up. But like, it's super important, especially in MMA.
Yeah.
But, anyways, you said you got Jump Force earlier. What's Jump Force about?
Okay, so if you guys don't like anime, you're not gonna like this. If you don't like games, you're not gonna like this. So skip on ahead.
Don't tell them that. You missed every goddamn second.
Skip on ahead. Okay, so Jump Force is pretty much a combination of all the popular animes for the most part. Not none that are really out there. Like, I saw this one anime where everything... porn-like was illegal, and the main protagonist suplexed everyone, which makes me want to suplex everyone.
What was
anyways,
was it Bakugan Grappler?
No, a world where dirty jokes do not exist. World where a world where a complex concept of dirty jokes do not exist. I think it's something like that. But yeah, they're like porn terrorists, and they run around throwing like naked people cards, and like everyone in Japan is like. And then the cops show up and they're like, what's going on here? And then like throw a dildo at the cop and like run off with like underwear
serious?
On their head. Yeah, I'm dead serious. Show's fucking hilarious. There's this one girl in there that's tasering people and like throwing dildos at them.
Is there one making like the official show of my podcast?
Right? And her hair is shaped like a penis. So it'll kind of go like this.
Are you making this up right now?
No, I'm not. It's a funny ass show.
You're really not making this up.
I am dead serious. And then there was one terrorist that takes over the high school, and he's wearing panties on his head, and during his villain speech, he just keeps going. So then the other supposed terrorists that want to be like, we're not terrorists, we're just trying to show some porn and make it good again, because that's how you got here. Then they go fight him, and the protagonist just like suplexes like seven people in a row. Just like suplexes, suplexes, suplexes. I'm like, I want to fucking do that.
That world sounds like Vegas.
Anyways, so Jump Force. It's a combination of popular animes like Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, Yu-Gi-Oh!, My Hero Academia, in a very realistic way, so it's kind of like a 3D one, but it looks beautiful.
Yeah, so
and
I got...
It's a fighting one, so...
I got that Naruto Shippuden fighting thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan. It's pretty much like you press A a bunch and occasionally mash other buttons.
Yeah.
I really like... I really like UFC 3 for that reason, just because I feel like you can, you know, you're, like, actually, like, able to circle and do all this stuff. Yeah. And then, like, I don't like how they do the angles in that game, because sometimes when you step, you're angling, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. They make the angles kind of a little bit too much, but I really like games like that where, like, it's more tactical. You can circle, you can hit from different angles, and, like, it's more important to hit, like, a body shot from a certain range than if you're too far out or too close in. Mm-hmm. It'll do more or less damage if depending on how close you are to that, like, perfect range for it.
Yeah. I'm really hoping Jump Force is going to be nice, but it kind of does look like...
It's Smash A.
Yeah. I'm worried that's what it's going to be like. I'm hoping, you know, it slows down a bit when you play it compared to when you watch it. Because I notice that's what happens with, like, UFC when I watch it. It, like, goes really fast. But when I'm playing, like, everything goes super slow.
Yeah, yeah, because it's a lot of fun. I don't know. I'm kind of worried about it, too. I've been playing through all the Assassin's Creed games again. And I almost bought Syndicate today. But the person just didn't message me back. So, no. I mean, if you're not going to message back, I don't know if they opened it or not. But, like, I mean, if you're going to sell something, I don't know how you're not checking your phone at least once every 24 hours.
Right.
But they, apparently they're not. So, guess what? I'm going to spend my money elsewhere.
Yeah.
But I've been playing through them again. When I get to Unity, you should...
Okay, yeah. Unity was fun. I remember... I think you used fast weapons or, like, long weapons.
And I used rifles. Yeah. I wanted to shoot people before the fight.
And I used, like, a giant sword that, like, an assassin should not be using. Because it's supposed to be fast and sneaky. And I'm just running around, like, a giant great sword on my back. Like, yeah. Let's do this!
And like, you teamwork in that game. And so, like, I remember, like, I had, like, half stealth, half assault. But mostly stealth stuff.
Yep.
But because of Dylan's great sword... And the fact that I used a rifle...
paired well. I, like, hit him once, and when they were flying through the air, what was like, boop, and finished him off.
Yeah, it was awesome. Dope game, got a lot of hate. I feel like some things that get a shit ton of hate, they get hate because it's popular. Like, Unity and Assassin's Creed 3 probably got the most hate. Those are some of my favorite Assassin's Creed games.
Right.
Because they're good. I don't just jump on the bandwagon of hate, and I can talk, because I'm literally playing through all of them again right now. But, yeah, look, I had, like, half stealth stats, but, like, we literally never got away with full stealth except, like, once or twice. Mm. But, I know Syndicate's after Unity, but, like, I just buy them in whatever order I can when they're cheap.
Yeah.
So, like, I played the first one, and I hate when people were like, oh my god, remastering the first one. And it's like, the reason they haven't is because it sucks. And, like, if I said that, people would be like, it didn't suck, you suck. I'm like... But for the time, it was great. But, like, go back and play Oblivion. And
that's true, yeah. Yeah. I totally get that.
For the time, it was good. But, like, the voice acting is still kind of like this. Mm. You know, like, oh, okay, I will go to Jerusalem to kill. You know, like, it's super weird. The graphics, obviously, not great. But the gameplay was, like, as far as the sword fighting, was, like, just like you'd imagine Assassin's Creed to be. So the gameplay is very fun. But the story is literally, like, go here, do this mission where you do this, and then, like, the next mission is, like, go here, do this mission where you do this, and the rest of the game is, like, literally a combination of doing the same two missions, just in a different area and, like, a slightly different setup of enemies. It was, like, super repetitive. People don't remember that, but I beat it, like, a month or two ago, so I do.
Yeah.
I feel like Assassin's Creed 2 is kind of, like, I feel like it's not really repetitive. But, like, I feel like there's a lot of important shit that happens where you're just like, what? Until, like, the second half of the game. And then all of a sudden the story gets, like, eons better for whatever reason.
Oh, fucking loved it, Tio.
It's a great game. And then he gets that brand on his finger of the assassin symbol. Mm. And he becomes an assassin. So you play in the second game. You, like, play pretty much from the time he's, I think, 17 to the time he's, like, 40 or 45. Mm. And he becomes an assassin, like, most of the way through the game. Spoiler alert to 2009. And in the next game, he doesn't have that brand on his finger, which really pissed me off.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, how did that just go away all of a sudden?
I don't like that the new Assassin's Creed is, like, totally different than the previous ones.
How do you mean different?
So, like, in the previous ones, okay, let me start with the now ones. So, everything has, like, changed. I've, like, killed Desmond off the story. Doesn't really seem to be a part of the same story for the most part. It's like on Revelations, they left off, you're like, what's going to happen next? And then in Black Flag, it's like, Now you're working at a desk and you're someone completely different. We're going to give you no backstory or context to the situation.
I think the newest one might fix that. I actually own the newest one, but I'm not playing it till I beat all the other ones first.
Okay.
I know it's a weird thing to do, yeah. But I got it because the season pass came with the one I needed after Revelation. So
loved Black Flag, that game, not hating on it. Loved that game and the ships and
Black
everything.
Black Flag got love. The one before Assassin's Creed 3, The American Revolution, is one of my personal favorites. Oh,
it was
favorites.
A really good one, too.
Yeah, it gets all the hate, but...
Welcome to Talk Charles Lee.
Yeah, but that's basically the game in a nutshell. That's probably why I got so much hate. But, I played one, I've played two, obviously. I actually 100% of two, and two is great. I like that, like, Uncle Mario is a big deal in it, and three is like, bye, Uncle Mario, and you're like, what the fuck? And, like, so you're like, oh, they're gonna make us hate this bad guy, like in, shit, what game was it? Oh, Far Cry... Not Far Cry 3.
It might have been Far Cry 3. Are you talking about the guy, like, Definition of Insanity?
Voss or whatever? Maybe. I can't remember what game it was, but I don't think it was Far Cry. But, like, point is, they, like, you would know it if I could think of the name. But, like, they make you hate this bad guy. You're like, he's a piece of shit. Like, I hope I get to kill him. And, like, so they make you care about the bad guy and you want to kill him. But at the same time, they're, like, showing you that, like, his ambitions, like, he could kind of be a good guy if you look at it from his perspective. He just does bad shit.
Mm.
This game does not do that. They're like, the Borgia's the bad guy. He killed Uncle Mario. And the rest of the game is, like, could be summarized with the Borgia. Like, but you only see the guy a few times where you could have easily killed him. And then you don't see him. And he makes out with a chick who you think might be his sister. And then they're like, it was his sister. And then they're like,
oof,
whole bunch of game. Now you kill the Borgia. The game's over.
Wait, is the Borgia the fat guy, the fat priest?
No, that was two. So in Brotherhood, the Borgia's that, like, he's basically like whiter Ezio.
Okay.
But he's still Italian. Huh?
Cesare Borgia?
No. It's, I don't know, maybe. In the video games, he's, like, supposed to be, like, the big bad of the game, but you spend, like, the whole game not interacting with him whatsoever, and at the end you kill him. You're like, I don't... The bad guy had almost nothing to do with the entire game.
Mm.
They just said his name a bunch. But, and then Revelations I'm playing for the first time. I played Brotherhood for the first time in the remaster for PS4, which I'll give to you when I'm done with.
That's right.
Because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I
love throwing spears at people.
Yeah.
I don't know why they took that out. That was like, I was like, if I can throw a spear in this game, it'd be great. And then Brotherhood came out and I'm like, ooh.
I actually think I like Brotherhood more than 2, and I really like 2.
Yeah.
I don't like that they took his finger thing away, and then all of a sudden he wasn't really with that redhead. But, you know, they're like, well, now that cannons have hit the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, he becomes like the leader of the assassins. There's a lot of cool things. What I didn't like is that they kept pretty much most of the map blocked off until towards the end of the game or the end of the game. But I beat the game thinking I was just doing another segment so I can unlock more of the map.
Mm.
I was like, shit, because I like to do the map before I do the game. So, like, there's a bunch of side activities that, like, I was like, why would I do these when I've already beat the game? And I had to beat the game to unlock, like, half this shit, you know? But I did like that it was one map instead of a bunch of small ones. And then I'm playing Revelations for the first time now.
Yeah.
But I played 3, so I know...
Wait, you haven't played Revelations yet?
I played part of it when I was younger, but I didn't enjoy it, so I moved on to 3.
Cause
I only got I played 1 and 2, and I loved them, and then I didn't have the money to play again until 3 came out.
Mm.
And then after the fact, I got Revelations, and I was like, this isn't as good as 3, so I quit playing.
Wait, wasn't Revelations 1 that Tobuscus thing? Tobuscus?
No, that was 3. Oh, no, it was, yeah.
You played that one.
He's saying all of them. I only played parts of it.
Okay.
Like the very beginning where you meet, like, Yusuf, who's, like, literally introduced 2 missions in.
Okay, so you don't know the ending then?
No. But, so I don't know if I want to hear about the ending, but I've beaten 3, like, 4 times, so I'm kind of. Don't know what happened there. And then I know at the end of 3, he stabs, the only interesting other character in modern time other than Desmond, so who's actually the voice of Elsa in Frozen.
Mm.
Yeah. But you were gonna say
what?
So you were saying something about me beating Revelations?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to mention the end if you didn't know it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to play. I'm still playing through now. Yeah. With the remastered graphics, it's going to blow you away. And then I've got the 3 remaster, which just came out after that. And then after that is 4, Black Flag. And then
that was a fun
after one. Black Flag, I'll do Rogue. Because it was technically, even though it released at the same time as Unity, they released it on a prior console. So I want to play it first because I assume the gameplay and graphics
are going to be slightly younger. Also, you should play Black Flag before Rogue because I had Black Flag and Dusty had Rogue. So I saw the ending to Rogue and it ties in after Black Flag.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so Black Flag came out first. So I'm trying to play as chronological as I can.
Yep.
And then Rogue actually came out on the same day as Unity. So Unity came out for PS4 and Rogue came out for 360 and PS3. It was kind of like their goodbye to, like, you know, those consoles. Yep. And Unity was like the hello to new consoles.
Yeah.
But they've remastered it for PS4, so I'll play it after Black Flag. Mm. And then I'll play Unity. And then after Unity, I think it's Syndicate. And I haven't played Syndicate before either. I played pretty much all of them.
I haven't played the newer ones. After Unity, I don't know where this game is even going anymore. Because he, like, jumped off the tower, and then it's, like, World War II, and then it goes, Egypt, and you're like, what the fuck's even going on in this game anymore? I think
it was, like, a weird World War I, World War II thing.
Yeah, and, like, Nazis were shooting at you, and you're like, what? I forgot all about that.
Yeah, and you can still do, like, all the assassins shit. So
I wasn't sure where the game went after that, and like, I guess it's not the same.
So Origins, if you really wanted to borrow, you could. It's kind of picture like The Witcher, but Assassin's Creed made it.
It kind of looked like that, yeah.
And then the newest one is very much that way too. It's an improvement to Origins.
Okay.
They're more like RPGs, which I don't know if I'm as into.
Yeah, because I saw you could fight a god, and then you had like the horses of death and stuff like that you could ride.
You being more into RPGs than me, I think you'd really enjoy it, but
I'm still mourning that they, like, switched up Assassin's Creed so hard.
I'm not,
because there's such a good story, and I never got
I guess the story's the same. I was told the new one actually kind of covers the story from where it's at, almost.
Okay.
So the story does advance, but I remember when 4 came out, I was just like, what is this bullshit?
Yeah.
Like, Desmond just died, but I need answers.
Desmond's gone, Ezio's gone, what the fuck am I doing?
The game gets a lot of praise and 3 gets a lot of hate, but I enjoyed 3 and the gameplay of 3.
3 was really good. Like, you actually learned history lessons, like the Boston Massacre.
I happened to be in, like, 5th or 6th grade at the time, and I passed some tests just because of information I got from Assassin's Creed 3.
Dude, same. We were in, I was in a class, and she was saying something about Boston some sort of time. I'm like, was that the Boston Massacre? And she was like, how the fuck you know that? We haven't even gone over it. I'm just like, Assassin's Creed. She's like, what?
What? Yeah, but, like, obviously it alters history, but, yeah, it kind of covered enough to where, like, I think there were a few things that, like, I just knew the date of because the bottom of the game said it.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I would have known if had I read the stuff I was supposed to read in, you know, 5th, 6th grade, but I didn't. And, so, yeah, I passed some tests with some information loosely based off what I learned from Assassin's Creed.
Honestly, though, real quick on the school system, like, what the fuck? They don't prepare you for anything.
they try to prepare you for factory work.
Yes, I know, it's fucked. It's like 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., no, 3 p.m. kind of thing, and nothing actually useful.
I literally work in
life.
A factory, yeah. And I'm just like, wow, I could work here for the next 10 years, and nothing would change.
And I was like, we're preparing you for college, because this is what it's going to... It's not.
Yeah, no preparation. But anyways, yeah, like, I felt 3 was super important to the story. I think 4 covered some important things. Black Flag. Mm. I don't know about Rogue. Unity covered kind of nothing important, other than that he came in contact with, like, the Apple of Eden and shit.
Yeah, and then he just died.
I'll have to play through it again. Well, he doesn't even really die necessarily. Spoiler alert to, like, 2013. If you guys are really getting this shit spoiled, get your shit together.
But, yeah.
He has, like, the Apple of Eden and maybe the Staff of Eden. And then, he goes to fight the guy who had that at the time and is like, ooga booga, I'm gonna fight you with my lady friend that I've never actually dated because story. Or maybe he did. I can't remember. It's been a while. But
yeah.
Anyways, he is there fighting with this ginger lady, not unlike the ginger lady Ezio had, but slightly less hot. Anyways, they like fight, she dies, he kills that guy, and then like he gets on a tower and he's like, basically, here's the gist. He's like, I don't believe in God. My heart's broken. What's the point of life? And the game ends.
Yeah, right? And it's like, damn.
But because he has the apple,
excuse me, what the fuck?
Either he's always on alert and killed everyone who ever came near him again, or he gets murdered because he's just holding on to the apple of Eden. Because I think he left the assassins too, right?
Yeah, he did. And it's just like, why did this benefit me, like, at all in this story? Why did you just, like, break my heart? Like, I hated the guy at first, and he made me like him, and now he's just, like...
See, I always kind of liked him. Because they showed him when he was, like, super young, and I was like, hey, it's like, that's you. And then, like, I always liked him. I, like, they had
their convincing... At first, I was still like, I want my Ezio back. I want my pirate. I want my Indian. Who the fuck is this French fuck? Get off. Get out. And he just like, love story. I'm like, okay, I do like love stories. You got me. I like you. You got flowers for her? Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of sweet too. He's like sweet on to her the whole time. And like his life was hard. Like he watched his dad die and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the guy who killed his dad was Shay, wasn't it? From that, which is Connor's dad from Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, it was. And then, like all ties in.
Black Flag, so the grandpa of Hemway, who's Connor's dad, is the guy you play as in 4, which is Edward Conway, something like that.
Oh yeah, and in Rogue, guess who kills Edward in Black Flag?
Oh, Shay kills Edward.
Yep, when he's an old man, like he's like well retired at that point. He's old. He has kids and stuff, and he's. It was a very Abraham-esque moment.
I kind of wish I didn't hear that, but it's okay.
Oh, sorry.
It's an old ass game. Like I said, if I didn't figure it out by now. It's like, okay, so I'm slightly bummed because I would have been like, whoa, but at the same rate,
you know, I cried at that moment. I'll be honest with you. Me and Dusty put so many hours in that game. We're like, this is my pirate ship. He's like, this is mine. And we're like,
we love Ezio and his dual wielding because SAO.
And it was just Dusty beat the game. He's like, Dylan,
you mean Edward?
Dylan. I gotta tell you something. And he's like crying. I was like, you good, Dusty? He's like, it's Edward. I was like, who's Edward? He's like, from Assassin's Creed. You know, Shay? I'm like, from Assassin's Creed, bro? He's like, yeah.
You'd be an actor, bro.
Fucking killed him. Now I can't be a pirate because this fuck killed my guy. I gotta go. Walks upstairs and like, oh. I want to be sad, but what the fuck did I just see?
I got a little misty-eyed when they killed, was it...
Edward? Oh, no, not Edward. Ezio? Or Desmond?
Ezio didn't kill... Not Desmond, it was...
Yeah, no.
It wasn't Assassin's Creed.
Died in the chamber, which was weird as fuck.
Ghost. When Ghost got killed.
That was the saddest part ever.
It's weird, because like, remember him being that big of a part of the story.
He wasn't either. He was just a cool guy.
Yeah.
He didn't say much stuff, and when dead, he's just like, here's some ammo for you. I like you. And it was like, you felt you. Like, dude, you're just so cool. And then they're just like, let's fucking kill him.
Alright, also when they, the beginning of, The Last of Us, dude.
Dude, that little girl dying was, like, the saddest shit ever. It was like, oh, they're gonna kill this guy, oh no.
And then A Way Out kind of made me misty-eyed.
I haven't done that one.
You can borrow it again if you want.
From the sounds of it, from what you said, someone dies and someone lives.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert!
This episode could literally be called... You know what we're going to call it? Spoiler alert. Episode 13, spoiler alert. One of the characters kills the other character. And...
Oof.
Yeah, but there's like a big plot twist in between that. Not quite worth $60. I think it released for $30, actually. It was worth $30. story's a little short, but, like, it's really, really, really good. And, like, it all has to be played co-op. If you want the fun gameplay experience, play as the more Italian-looking dude. If you want the best ending, probably play as the other dude. Yeah, it gets you a little misty-eyed. I won't lie. But, as far as Assassin's Creed's go, yeah, I'm trying to beat all of them again just because, like, I haven't beat some of them. I remember not being super into Origins, but I liked all the other Assassin's Creed games. But I'm going to beat it again.
Yeah.
And then Unity, or Odyssey, I mean, is supposed to be amazing. Although I think 3 only gets that much hate because it's the first one where you're not Ezio. Because, like, yeah, the first two games, Ezio, like, makes the poon quiver. And, like, you play through him from the time he's 17 to 40. And then 40 into his 50s. And then, like, I think the Revelations, it takes place in his 50s.
Yeah, like, I love you, Grandpa.
Where all of a sudden, Desmond looks like shit in Revelations. And then they fix it in 3. You remember that? Yeah. Because Ezio is handsome. And had the same face as Desmond. Just not quite as handsome. Or Desmond wasn't quite as handsome. But anyways, we should talk about probably something else now.
Okay. I don't have anything, but I'll say okay.
Tyler, take it away.
Dude, I got nothing. I'm still trying to process all that Assassin's Creed information right there.
Yeah, I'll let you borrow my PS3. You can beat a couple of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I want to get some culture. Dying Light 2.
Yeah, some when is culture? It coming out?
I think it's already out.
No, I would have known. I hope.
Let me check where
you're all right, while you check that, Tyler, tell us about yourself. How have you been? What's your week been like?
Oh, man, it's been boring, to be honest with you. I've done nothing.
You haven't even, like, eaten at Lost Caps and destroyed my bathroom?
Oh, yeah. That was a traumatic experience right there.
I know. As soon as you stood up,
that was bad,
like,
food.
It's going through me. I was like, oh, he's sick right now.
He's
going to
die.
Like, yeah, if I feel sick and I have to use someone else's bathroom, know that I'm destroying it and I'm dying. No, it wasn't that bad. But
oh, like, never mind. I thought it was out. It's still to be announced.
Okay. Days Gone just came out, like, yesterday.
I'm not sure if I want to get that one yet.
Oh, I am getting it.
Like, it looks good, but it also doesn't.
I think it looks amazing. I don't know.
Because I normally like the zombie games to be like, you shoot them in the head, it's done, and, like, each zombie is, like, a big threat kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, whereas this one, like, there's more zombies than the human population on screen all the time. He's like, one shot.
It's just anyway, I mean, I know not all of those are, like, hitting the head directly. I mean, some of those are probably hitting the chest. And they're just like, shit. And then it was like, you're undead. How the fuck you get run over by you? If blowing on your kid?
You need to watch Dawn of the Dead then, because, one shot to a zombie, no matter where, to the head kills it, no matter where else it is.
I know, it'll start spazzing out. I heard that on the podcast. You guys are talking about
You need to watch it. Oh my god, it was good. I forgot we talked about zombie movies last week.
Dude. Yeah, man, we got really into that topic.
Dude, we should talk about, like, football and hockey.
What do we know about that? We know about zombie
movies. It's on ice.
Football players are yoked, and hockey players might be.
No, I don't think hockey players are as much.
I think that hockey players are a bit smaller because, you know, they fight a lot. So I don't think that they would need to be like, let's have another hamburger and get, like, heavy to be like, you can't get past me. I'm a brick wall.
And just kind of stand strong there. Kind of fat.
Exactly, just sitting on the person.
That's really funny. All right.
I feel like they have potential to get fatter. Hockey players, because they're not really doing as much work as a football player, because they kind of like
just lost slide a bit one and Canadian listener
keep like sliding across the ice.
Actually, they got to truck it, right?
Yeah, they can up, like down, go up, and back, but it's like a lot easier than if you were trying to sprint across a 100-meter field.
Dude, Canadians get so hype over hockey.
They basically have to sprint on the skates.
Yeah,
back
but
and
like
forth.
You can go like shoo and not just kind of like keep your legs flat. And
true.
Then, yeah. And then plus the impact of running.
Do you remember Bully Beatdown?
Yes.
You remember when they had that hockey?
Punch him in the arm.
It was obviously so scripted, but, like, you remember when they had that hockey player on there, and he actually did okay against the pro fighter for a second, and so the pro fighter was like, what? And knocked him out? Like,
knocked him out? Shit.
Yeah, he just was like, it was obvious the pro fighter was going light on him, but, like, he was having some troubles, especially compared to like the other pro fighters versus these bullies, which are really just people that have never fought that they gave like some fake backstory.
Oh, it was really funny.
It's really? Just
like,
yeah, I looked
at him. He comes in and gives me noogies. Yeah, and punches him in the armpit. Eddie Alvarez was on that, dude. Yeah. And before he was the world champ, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, like, just leg kicks some guy. Because the one guy's like, you might think you're a fighter, but I'm a street fighter. And Eddie Alvarez is across the cage in, I think it's round two.
That dude is, like, fat and heavy Italian.
Yeah, they do, like, two or three rounds with him.
Or Brooklyn.
And it was, like, in between, I think, round one and two, Eddie Alvarez is looking at him. He's like, how's that street fighting working out for you? How's that street fighting? It's so awesome, because then he becomes champion years later.
Wait, but so those guys weren't even actual bullies? That shit was fake?
I'm pretty sure no one's punching anyone in the armpit for no reason.
Damn.
I could be wrong.
Well,
it could have been.
It doesn't bruise there.
I think
that's what he says. He's like, I'm punching
in the
armpit.
Neither does the
stomach. Stomach can bruise. Can it?
No, your tummy can't bruise, dude. I've been blasted in the tummy. It'll hurt, but it won't bruise.
You could beat him with a phone book, but after a certain point, you're just being like a gangster,
you
know?
A phone book would bruise someone.
That's not bullying. That's like... That's a shakedown. That's a beating right there.
Yeah.
It's like, I covered my baseball bat.
But the fights were real. That's what made the show interesting. And, like, obviously the pro fighters were doing, like, one-tenth of their ability some of the time. But, like, it was so awesome to watch. Wow, man. I'm getting all nostalgic now. The show was fucking garbage, but it was awesome. Michael Mayhem Miller ran it before he got, like, super into every drug. But...
Yeah. Is he in jail right now?
Maybe. I think, go ahead.
Okay, I was just talking about another fighting thing. Remember when Great Grandma was staying over at the one house and she was like scaring us? And I think it was one night you came back home and I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to be sitting like right in front of that hallway where she's just going to stare at me for minutes on end and then go back
to
the bedroom.
While you're sleeping,
Yeah. So then I get that air mattress and I put it up next in the corner, like a ways away from her room, so she can't scare the shit out of me while I'm sleeping. And you come home and I'm just like, oh God, that's Great Grandma being creepy again. And she starts like, I just hear footsteps getting closer and closer. So I like pull my sheets up a bit. I'm like, oh God, she's gonna like stare right over me. And my fucking terrifying. And then you like grab my foot and then I kick you. And you start, like, punching me. And I'm just like, Great Grandma's throwing hands. I don't want to do much, but I'm, like, scared. Because I'm like, she's fucking me up. Like, in The Visit. I really thought that's what was going on. Fucking terrifying. And why it's like, how you doing? And just, goddamn. I just started thinking of that because we were getting nostalgic. I'm like, remember when we got in an accidental fight?
Yeah, it wasn't an accident. I had, like, just started training, which meant that every time Dylan was vulnerable, I'd let him know. And he was, at this point, he was also, like, a stay wrestler. So it worked out exactly 0% of the time. And turns out, like, 3 boxing classes does not beat years of wrestling. Who knew? MMA facts for you. Someone out there is upset. They're like, what? I've been training for, like, 6 days. But, like... anyways, I come home and I see he's like in the air mattress, but I can't really tell if he's there or not, and so I like punch it just playfully, and also he's like, I know he said he was just being defensive because he didn't want to hurt Great Grandma, dude. He fucking grabbed me like I was an infant and started shaking me like a rag doll. Like I was like, I'm like, so he's under the blanket, like, I'm over it, we're like trying to fight each other, we're like trying to get each other, and like so
like before
oh, one second. But before what?
But before I grabbed you, I was like, I was throwing some kicks at you. And you were like punching my shins. And you like throw some like feet kicks. I'm like, okay, fuck this, Grandma. You're going down. Little asshole.
Still thought it was Grandma.
I did. Like, I'm just like, this is terrifying. It was like all fear. It wasn't just like, this is going to be a fun, fair fight.
I thought I was
fighting for my life. My like, Grandma's trying to bite my goddamn throat out. I ain't playing these games.
Oh, man. Yeah, we used to just fuck around.
Like,
so I'm like,
once
play
he kicks
punching.
Me, I'm just like, it's real.
So, to tie it back to Assassin's Creed, you know, when you grab him from the hay bale, stab him, and drag him in, I'm like playfully punching him. Like, it's obviously playful. All of a sudden, he like, grabs my wrist and like drags me into the air mattress. And like, he's under a blanket, and I'm over it. We're like trying to fight each other. Damn, dude, you just inhale
I did.
Saliva?
Wait, hold on, but I need some clarification. Was your great-grandmother just like...
She's only like 90-something.
Was that just her sense of humor? She thought that shit was funny? Or
she'd
was
never, she scary? Never okay. hit us. Dude.
Here's some context, okay?
So one time she's like, I like kids to be seen, not heard.
Yeah, right.
That's the way it should be. So I'm not so talking. I was like, all right, grandma, that's mean.
So some context for everyone. So my great-grandma came over to stay. She took the room.
Dylan and I used to live together,
on the couch and bed.
Yeah.
So then one night, I'm just laying there. And then, you know, when you it's dead silent and you hear kind of a loud sound, your body's just like, wake up, bitch. Yeah. That kind of thing. So I'm like, hear the door open. So, oh, what's going on? What's going on? And then, you know, I just see a shadow standing in, like, the hallway.
Hell no.
And I'm a very paranoid person, as is. So when I see that, I'm like, oh. Slowly start pulling the sheets up over my face, kind of like this. Kind of, if I don't make direct eye contact and let the demon know that I'm looking at it, it won't attack. I've seen the movies. But if I don't look at it either, it will pop up in my fucking face. So I need to keep an eye on it without it knowing that I'm keeping an eye on it, because no one has tried that. So, you know, I won't be attacked.
That's freaking genius.
I know. So I'm just kind of like there, like fear hiding kind of thing. Like, you can't get me. And she just stays there for like 5 minutes. I was like, oh. And it wasn't even like facing in a different direction. At first, she was like looking at there was some glass plates hanging on the wall. And she was just looking at that. And it's pitch black. Like, how the fuck are you looking at anything? You're like 90 years old. Your eyes are already bad. And you're staring at stuff in the pitch black. That's got me sketched out. So then, after she looks at the glass plates for like a full minute, staring at me. Okay. She goes in the bathroom, turn the lights on. I'm like, okay. She's going to the bathroom, going back to bed. It's great grandma. Whew. That was scared. Ha ha ha. Not even like 3 seconds later, door opens up again. And then she just leaves the light on for a second, stares in her room. I'm like, okay, this is getting weird again. So I just see like that big white gown, some white hair kind of thing. And it's just kind of not a good look. And then flips the light off and then faces my way and shuts her bedroom door. And I'm like, ho, don't like where this is going. And then she takes like 5 steps forward. And then I hear her breathing. I was like,
where's she like, do you smell what the rock is cooking?
And I was like, oh, no. So damn. Then she like finally goes to bed. Like after like 5 minutes of me like trying not to cry. And then the next night I was laying on the bed. And then I wake up to those footsteps and I'm like, oh, no. And it keeps getting closer. And then in the middle of the living room on the upstairs, once they get to that middle point of the room, the floor will creak. And I heard, and I'm like, oh God, she's actually walking over here. This isn't a game anymore. And then I feel like her breath like right over my bed. And White just punches my foot. And I'm like, ah! And I just kick. And then White goes into attack mode. He's like, it's a fight! And I'm just like, ah! I'm like screaming.
I was literally like play punching his shins. And he like grabs me, swings me on the bed, and proceeds to just beat the shit out of me. But I never really experienced that with great grandma. But
I wonder if she was a sleepwalker.
One time I saw grandma with no hands. I don't
know. That or she was a demon.
Oh, I bet so.
She, I definitely just finished mushing, and she used to snoop through my shit when she thought I was asleep.
Oh, she had to be 2 months. I woke up and I was like, "Grandma," she's like, "What?
You're
is
in my
this
room?
Not my yarn?" She just said that, and it was in a bag of food. I'm like, "No," and she was like taking my chips and just slowly kept going. And ruffling up the bed, and I wake up as you're just eating chips. She's so fast. I'm like, grandma, just
because she eats super healthy, but there's junk food in the house.
Is this not my yarn? And I'm like,
Why would you be putting your yarn in the mouth?
You don't want to know. So they have like a lot of sex toys and stuff. It's gross. I wish I didn't know that, but I do. And she'd go through my shit every single night when she thought I was asleep. Like, at least 3 times a week, she'd go through my shit when she thought I was sleeping.
Yeah.
And I'd wake up to it. But one time, she's wearing just a t-shirt. Like, a long t-shirt, but she bent over to grab something, and that's when I woke up, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I saw my grandma's ass, and you can't unsee that. And that was when I was, like, 15, 16.
Oh.
I'm 20 now.
Still scarred.
Remember when...
Yeah. Post-traumatic stress.
It's like, yeah, walking in on your parents. You never forget it.
Remember when...
You wish you could.
Oh, jeez. When my parents stayed there, and we were still living there, and my dad left some chew cans behind, and grandma went upstairs and saw him in that one room.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is this your chew? We're like, no. We don't chew. She's like, then whose is it? I'm just like, not ours. We're underage. How would we get it? And she's like, it's yours. I'm like, do we look like we chew? You can smell breath and look at her teeth. She's like, it's yours. I know it is. I'm just like, what do we need to do to show you that it's not ours? Even if we were going to break the law, why would we use that? That stuff's disgusting. Both
we
of
didn't
us
even know how
don't
to
like
chew.
Smoke. Yeah.
There's a talent to it.
And like, it was probably my
you
dad's.
Remember when we did a youth group and... Like, kids said we were vaping.
Right?
We didn't even smoke.
And we
smoke.
Were all just laughing at him. Like,
all I know,
what the fuck is your problem?
If I see him in an Arby's parking lot, he's losing some teeth. Maybe a part of his ear, depending on how I'm feeling. Depending on if I've gotten my Arby's nut or not. Like, because if I did, I'd probably have to go shit. But like, if I didn't. Yeah, he told the counselors we were vaping and we didn't even vape. We don't smoke. We still don't smoke.
I didn't think at that point. Any of us even had a vape.
Well, Dylan and I were both athletes, so like, and it was like known that we were athletes, so like, why would we be smoking?
It's kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah, it was weird. He just made it up, and back to the subject of grandma. We were cleaning out the room your parents stayed in,
mm-hmm.
and she found a bottle of Perrier, which is bubbly water, and she thought it was wine. And she's like, what is that, Wyatt? I'm like, I don't know. And I pull it out. And I'm like, it's a bottle of Perrier. Mm. She's like, what is Perrier, Wyatt? And I had, like, just moved in at this point. So there's no way it's mine. And I was like, it says here's bubbling water. And she's like, oh, good. You almost got your ass beat. And I was like, all right, grandma.
Yeah,
my grandma shit talked to me. Still does.
She'd also scare the shit out of us. Do crazy things when we were little.
Yeah, I used to scare her, but one night I scared her so bad. So her shop was on the way to the house, and the house was way out of town. She stopped to pee, and she accidentally left the front door of the shop open. I saw that the front door of the shop was open, so I'm like, I should check on her real quick, because that's not normal. And I walk in, obviously not shutting the door behind me, because it was already open. And I realize she's in the bathroom, so I hide behind. So she has to come out the bathroom door and open an additional door to get to where I'm at. So I hid behind that additional door. So she opens the bathroom door, opens the door I'm behind, and sees that the front door is open. She didn't realize she had left it open, and she pauses for like 30 seconds. But you know when you're about to scare someone, you can hear their heartbeat, and you can hear yours with anticipation. And so, like, it felt like an hour of her just standing there, but it was probably, like, 30 seconds, and she walks through, and I'm like, boo, and I grab her shoulders. Like, it wasn't even, like, the most intense boo, because I knew I had her, and we'd scare each other all the time. She'd scare me, and I'd scare her, but I got her, and she goes, she turns, and she goes, ah, and falls into me, and I have to catch her, right? So I catch her, and after I catch her, she looks at me, inhales, and screams again. I was like, oh, I can never scare her again. And then she starts crying, and then she'd never cried before. Normally she's just like, god damn you. And then she'd scare me back when I'm sleeping. And like, she would like wake us up while we were sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, not under the bed, but she's on the side of the bed I don't sleep on. So she's laying beside the bed, between the wall and the bed. And she came in there while I was sleeping. And so she wakes me up somehow, but, like, wakes me up without, like, touching me, so I don't know she's in the room. And so now I'm awake, and it's dark as fuck, and it's, like, 2 a.m., right? And she grabs my foot and screams.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. I hate when people are like, oh, if someone was doing this, I'd do that. It's like, you don't know how you react until you're shitting your pants with fear.
Yeah.
And I screamed like a bitch and like flopped out of the bed like someone was tasing me.
Oh, thank God. She never did that to me or else I actually would have kicked grandma. Because that's my instant reaction when someone is near me. It's either, if it's close to the face, it's like my hands just go out like that. Not even a fist. My hands just like...
Grandma throat punched me
once. A shove. And if it's close to my feet, it's just kind of like... Bah! No control. So I'd accidentally kick her.
See, it was weird. One time she came up behind me. She did it, and I, like, again, like, I was tased. I was like, God damn you. And I sank out of the chair. She's like, what, Alan? I was like, I didn't mean to. You scared me so bad. You got to get out of here soon, though, yeah?
I do got to get out of here soon.
All right. I mean, if you leave this podcast, they say you're a piece of shit, but, you know.
That is kind of the objective here.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have started it earlier.
We could have, but then my parents came over and gave us these sweet, salty, delicious, Sour Patch Strawberry Kids.
You mean crystal meth?
Yes.
That's the street name for it.
Yeah. Sweet, salty, Sour Patch Kids.
Wait, is Sour Patch Kids a name for meth? No, it's not.
What? No.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
It will be now.
Yeah. This podcast birthed that nickname. All right, man, well, if you gotta go, just know it makes you a loser.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just saying, I heard you guys talking shit when I left, so that makes you a child molester.
This is called the Child Molesters Podcast.
You went on that, Tyler?
No, I'm good. I'm not affiliated with this.
Well, no, but it's like the anti-child molesters, Child Molesters Podcast. We molest child molesters.
Oh, that's genius. No, I am down for this idea.
You're a child molester, not a child molester.
I'm lost.
This podcast is called The People Who
Molest... A molester of child molesters.
The People Who Molest Child's Molester.
You're a child molester. Get the fuck out.
No, dude.
Yeah, that's how that works.
No, so, we molest child
I'll
molesters.
I'll be a piece of shit because you're a child molester.
Okay, you gotta quit saying that.
Well, I'm just saying, I laid out the rules very clearly last episode, and you're just like, fuck that guy.
But so dude, I'm not gonna lie, with those pants, if anyone here's a child molester, it's not me.
Yeah, I'm a teenage molester. No, I'm not gonna say that either. Oh. I'm gonna cut that part out.
We don't know how to do that.
Well, I mean, perhaps we do, but this isn't just called the People Who Cut Things Out. Yeah, podcast. It's the Leave It In podcast.
Okay.
All right.
Gonna go on a crusade.
Anyone who goes on crusades is gay. Not that there's anything wrong with
that's
that.
That's gonna be a confusing ending because my crusade is of the gays. Well. So. That's gonna be a plot twist ending.
You hear that, gaze? Get ready. Here he comes.
Yeah, I know.
He's gonna come down your face and in your neck and on your throat.
There you go.
I don't know where this is going.
Barbecue sauce on the titties. That's where it's going.
Yeah, that is where barbecue sauce goes.
Yeah. See you guys.
Bye.
See you, bro.
Can you believe that piece of shit?
What an asshole.
All right, Tyler. Start talking.
I have nothing to talk about. I think that we've touched on everything that's important in the world right now.
We've talked about a lot. Should we talk UFC for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so in the early prelims, I was rooting for Diogo Lima, sorry. And he won. Angela Hill won by decision. Jim Millender won. Again, I didn't pick on those last two, but I was rooting for those two. Gilbert Burns won. I don't know if I picked him or not. Carla Esparza won. And then, again, by decision, Gilbert Burns by submission. And then Andrei Arlovski lost to Augusto Sakhi. Well, look at his record. He's 13-1-1, so I figured he'd be a tough customer. Ben Saunders lost to Takashi Sato, who's 15-2, by KO round 2. And then on to the
cannon fodder.
Oh yeah. Shit. No, it's okay. that was our UFC recap. That was real fast.
Yeah, I didn't even know we were recording.
Oh yeah, yeah, we recorded all of that. Is there anything new to you or that you want to talk about?
Dude, we should stop and watch the Terrence Crawford versus Amir Khan fight.
I'm down.
Let's do that and we'll give our feedback on it.
Alright, you want to do that on this episode?
Yeah.
Alright, well, if we don't come back, thank you for listening, but we should be back. Bye for now.
Alright, guys, so this is going to be bonus material. There's going to be huge spoilers for Game of Thrones. So you've got another 10 seconds to change and pause and not get spoilers. So if you're hearing 10 seconds, I'm going to assume you're okay with spoilers. Pause your music, change your song. All right, starting here now. All right, boys, start your Game of Thrones talk.
Oh, the full mouth. I'm really worried about the newest episode because all the weaker people who can't fight are in the crypts right now. And the Night King can raise the dead, so...
Yeah, I see the problem with that. So yeah. It's kind of genius, actually. Yeah. That's going to be a serious problem, maybe. That'd be freaking awesome.
I think it's definitely 100% going to be a problem. So then, like, everyone in there might be, like, instant dead. There's a lot of good characters in there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, out on the front lines, I just... Knowing Game of Thrones, I feel like they're going to kill, like, everyone off. And I really also think that they're going to kill Khaleesi off.
What? Really?
I'm betting Jon Snow stays. But I really think they're going to kill Khaleesi off in, like, a final tyrant mode. When she's, like, in this later episode, because she just found out Jon Snow is the next heir. She's going to start, like, losing her shit and make some impulse decisions.
Mm.
And might get herself killed. Like, she might try and go fight the Night King, like, solo. To try and be like, I saved everyone. I'm now king, because she's trying to bypass that he's the next, like, true heir.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she wants to win the respect of the people.
Yeah, exactly, because when Jon Snow told her that he's a Targaryen, her reaction wasn't like, oh, we're family and we fuck? It was, so you're next in line?
Yeah, it was like,
totally bypassed all that, and was like, fuck.
Yeah, the only thing she wants is that Iron Throne, so she's not going to give it up to Jon Snow.
Exactly, and I feel like, and also when Tyrion was talking to her, he says that she makes a ton of impulse decisions. So I'm just really worried that she's going to go start going a bit crazy about that. When the Night King comes, she's going to like ride out on her dragon or something, get herself killed along with the dragons, and then Jon Snow will stay.
I don't know if she's going to get herself killed, because they've been kind of angling towards that she might go tyrant mode for a little while now.
So that's why I think she's going to die early.
You think she's going to die early?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that could come to head a little bit later on?
It might, because there's still going to be like another 7 episodes. But I do feel like she's going to die, if not now, then at some point. Like really early on.
We have absolutely no idea what's going to happen.
I mean, I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never watched Game of Thrones.
Do you think they're going to beat the Night King in this battle? Or?
Mm-mm. What are they going to cover for the next 7 hours of the show?
Yeah, it wouldn't be just them battling.
Let's party for 7 full episodes. 7 hours. That's like 3-4 movies.
It is like 3-4 movies. That's a lot of goddamn time.
Uh-huh.
Kind of get why they're ending it.
It's devastating.
I'm kind of surprised they're ending it. It's like the biggest show right now, so why end it?
They said that they're going to be making some spin-offs, which I'm excited about.
Oh, like about prequels and stuff? Yeah. I heard about that. So I hear so much about Game of Thrones. I kind of know about Game of Thrones, but I've never watched it. It'd be like if you like listen to baseball updates but never watched baseball.
Right? Yeah. Start catching on a bit.
Like, think you just like make up faces for people in your head and like... Yeah. I heard there's a lot of titties in that, though.
There is.
There is. Not as much recently. Well,
That's true. It's, like, heavily sexual at first. It would, like, catch people's eyes. And then, like, oh, so they're really going, like, very realistic on, like, the medieval times.
You guys want to see shit about dragons? Here's pornography.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I think it caught a lot of people's eyes who were sad. Sorry if you're a sad person on there. It's like, I like
at Khaleesi's titties, you're a weird guy, if you're admitting that.
I don't know. Khaleesi's the weird chick with the white hair.
It is, but you don't...
I haven't even seen him, like, and I like him.
No. Yeah, exactly. No,
it's a way. It's just... It's weird.
All right, let's get off the Game of Thrones talk and dive into other things. We're gonna...
So I got Jump Force.
All right, one sec. We're gonna end this segment.